Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's up in the mountains today, and we'll be there for a day or two when they're having their annual girls get together. That's what they call it. The girls get together. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today is the 28th of July. We've lost control totally of July at this point. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm, and we have Sue. Sue's hanging over here to give us an update on fires. But Ashley's giving us the weather.
So, first and most importantly, happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
Milk Chocolate Day.
Yes, which you is my grandmother's favorite.
Well, I understand that, but ever since you missed Cowboy Day and Tequila Day, I'm starting to wonder, are you getting all
the days? Was I supposed to do it on Saturday? Come in, interrupt Jared. He runs the Saturday morning show.
No, you're supposed to say Friday. Friday.
Okay.
And guess what tomorrow is? It's National Tequila Day.
Tomorrow is National Lasagna Day, Lipstick Day, and Chicken Wing Day.
Oh, chicken wings?
I'm probably going to celebrate that one.
You know what? I am so sad that Maxwell's closed down. Right down, two doors down from us.
Mm-hmm.
They have the best chicken wings anywhere in this town.
Yeah. I think Mini Max might still be open.
Oh, that's right. They might. So. Mini Max might still be open. They may have chicken wings. I may have to go over there. Okay.
Yeah. So
what's the weather look like?
Today we're looking at a high of 105, which is pretty close to what we saw yesterday. So sunny, hot, a little bit of a wind, a little bit less than yesterday, with our lows near 70 degrees throughout much of the rest of the week. We are going to be going down a little bit Thursday and Friday, but it looks like our earlier predictions of hitting double digits have since gone away. So we'll have a high of Friday of 101, and then going back up to 103 on Saturday. So it is getting warmer.
Well, they had Linda called me last night, and they were up past Weed, up around Tennant area. They were having thunder, and there was some rain up there. But she didn't, it wasn't like a thunderstorm, but they could hear the thunder in the mountains there. Which, if it's dry lightning, that's bad. Because that starts fires, and they're up there near the Grants Fire, I think, that Sue's going to talk about. So thanks for the weather and weather reports. I tell you what, we'll let the weather and fire reports be brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, there's quite a few fires burning. The Gold Fire is at 21,870 acres and is 60% contained, while the Hog Fire is at 9,545 acres, 69% containment. The Cottonwood Fire has burned 650 acres and is 45% contained, rather.
When we say Cottonwood, are we talking Cottonwood?
No, we are not.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Yes.
I would be looking out my door right now and seeing the smoke.
Yeah, the Cottonwood Fire is off Highway 152 in Romero Visitor Center, okay, west of Santa Nelia. We've also got the Badger Fire at 557 acres, 99% contained, and the Karen Fire at 250 acres, 97% containment. The Caldwell Fire, burning near Tule Lake, is the largest active fire in Northern California, covering more than 46,000 acres. Just over 20% containment. Evacuation orders have been issued for roads in the Tule Lake area south of Highway 139, County Road 120 to 124. All residents within property bordering the forest of the lava beds from 120 to 124. The Salmon Fire has burned around 220 acres in the northwest corner of the Trinity Alps Wilderness. Smoke jumpers responded to that location at the top of 8 Mile Creek in the New River Basin. Also, the Hatchet Fire burned 1/10 of an acre, and that is located near Hatchet Creek, northwest of Trinity Center. So we've got CAL FIRE, and we also have the U.S. Forest Service. So quite a few fires continue to burn. And that is an update for you, Carl.
Okay. Thanks a lot. You know, the the weather reports, and usually we'll do traffic, and now we've got, you know, now it's the fire reports that we want to do every day. So producers, that we want to do that every morning, also an update on those. It's that fire season, and it is, again, people, we have to be careful with what we do outside. You know, cutting your grass when the wind's blowing may not be a great idea at a certain time of the day, because it sparks it, it could get away from you.
First thing in the morning, just after sunrise, that tends to be your best time to both water and to cut. Yep. If your coolest day for the foreseeable future is going to be Friday morning, and that if you go just after sunrise, should be around 66 degrees.
Well, you know,
degrees.
The other thing, too, is that, you know, we've been, you know, after these horrendous fires we've had over the last 2 years, you should be, if you've got any type of brush around your house, you should be clearing that out. Unfortunately, if you're going to be using motors or little engines, little motors out there, gas motors, when you're clearing your land, that could cause a problem too. So, but remember to have defensible space out there. You know, clear it away. You know, if the fire comes, even a foot high gives the fire a chance to spread and spread quickly. So try and keep it lower than that.
And even having chains dangling from...
That's a big thing. Chains dangling as you're pulling your boat to
bed.
You're pulling your boat or trailer. And I'm seeing lots of trailers out there. I don't know if you all have noticed the amount of people are out camping. I know that
great.
Every time I talk to somebody about camping, that the campgrounds are full.
Mm-hmm.
Castle Craig only had two spots left. Around Lake Shasta and a variety of areas were completely filled up. But when you're pulling your trailer or your boat, make sure those chains are tight, because those chains bouncing along the road cause sparks. And if you remember a trailer that caused that huge fire that ended up, you know, it was a car fire, started because of a flat, and he couldn't get it off this road fast enough. The guy knew he had a flat, he tried to get off, he's on his way up to Weaverville. You get stuck with that. So, but be aware of all these things. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, an outstanding service, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Make sure you check our chat room today, because I'm getting some comments in here. You know what? What I'm going to do right now is go for an early break, Ashley, because I'm going to come back and talk about Water Works Park. I want to talk about the COVID, the latest on COVID, but that'll be secondary. I want to talk about Portland and how Portland is really, these protests are not violent. It's just in this one area. Portland itself is just perfectly normal. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointment. You can give them a call at 244-9478. They have 10 minutes in between each customer that comes in there. That gives them a chance to sanitize the chairs, the equipment they're using. They cut your hair with a mask on. You wear a mask if you can. It's just outstanding the way they take care of their customers. And their haircuts are great. But best of all, you ready? It's man's last stronghold. That's right. Cypress Grove Barbershop. 7:13 in the morning. We'll be right back.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's up in the mountains for today and a couple more days. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, right here in Reading at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. He's our firearms dealer of choice. This is where I go to when I buy guns. He always has the guns that I am interested in, all the firearms, whether it's a long gun or a pistol. And they have the greatest customer service. They have discounts for veterans. They've got classes on CCW. It's all like one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms. I think the world of John Bastiani and his and how hard he has worked to make this business a success. And if you go in right now, you can order the gun of your choice as long as it's on the California compliant list, because California doesn't want you to be able to buy just any gun. It's got to be a California compliant gun. Are we seeing trends here? Anyway, Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Waterworks Park shut down yesterday. Now, it's interesting that we get national attention from rodeos. We get national attention from a religious gathering at the Sundial Bridge. And so what do they do? Who do they go after? They go after Waterworks Park. Why? Well, we told them they can't be out. Well, Waterworks Park, it's outside. It runs only during the summer. I think it starts in May, and this year they were a month late opening, and they were going to be a month early closing. We're going to close on August 3rd. Well, they threatened to pull their pool permit, their public pool permit. Now, could you have gotten it back? Yeah, I mean, he would have had to apply again for it. But why, you know, he said they were trying to do as much as, you know, that the government wanted them to do, spacing and sanitation stations and all this. But let's just face it, you're out there and, you know, people are out there riding the rides, you know, lining up for those kind of things. Was it worse, the lining up, worse than it is at Lowe's or Safeway or Target or Walmart? Is it worse than that? I don't know. You're outside in the air. You know, supposedly viruses have a tough time in the heat. Well, obviously not this virus, but they closed it down. I didn't, you know, so I don't quite understand, except they said they've been ignoring it. And it wasn't the police or the sheriff. It was the county health officer that says, if you don't close by Monday, we're going to pull that permit. Well, the only way they could pull that permit, I believe, is if the county pulled that permit. Now, Thursday, we're going to have in here on our show Mary Rickert, who is the head of the Board of Supervisors. She is the chairman of the board for this period. And we'll ask her about that. You know, because if you go after Waterworks Park because they're open, are you going to start going after the restaurants that are open? And there are restaurants that are open. They have to. It's the only way they're going to survive. So you're going to go in there and report them to the state and tell... Hello? 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 There we go. And are you going to report them to the state and tell them we've got restaurants open, pull their food handling license? Or can the county do that? Is the county going to go from restaurant to restaurant and threaten them like this? Shouldn't it be that we're using the numbers... Oh, we have more people showing positive. Well, we got a lot more people being tested. Are those people, half of the ones we're testing don't even show symptoms. So what are you doing this for? We have one person in the ICU. We have, I think, five people hospitalized. Now, that's terrible for any of those people that are hospitalized, and I'd feel for them, but 200,000 people in this county. You know, if we're going to start running like this, and there's people out there right now that write, that have their own online newspaper that has said, Governor, you need to step in up here because people aren't wearing masks. The chief of police is going, you know, is not doing his job. The sheriff is not doing his job. Well, they must be doing something right because our numbers are low. Where we have Butte County, and Deborah Lucero is a supervisor over there. And she is, she is death on people not wearing masks. And she is constantly pushing the governor's regulations. And what happened to Butte County? An explosion of cases. Now, you can say part of it is because of the prison population in Susanville. And that could be a good number. And some of the others are in one area, maybe in the rest homes. That could be the other part of it. But they're still exploding over there. So the governor turns and says, okay, you're now on the watch list. Now you've got to shut down more stuff. I think you need to take a look at the fact that what are our numbers? I keep saying that. Our numbers are going to get bigger and bigger the more we test. The question is, how many people end up in the hospitals? Are we close to being overrun? Is there enough medical facilities to handle it? Will we have to set up the MASH unit down at the Civic again to treat an overflow? An overflow of patients are those that are being, that have nothing to do with COVID. You know, they've broken arms, broken legs, car wrecks, heart, you know, they've been operated on, they need a place to recover, boom, they're over there. So, bottom line is, why close Waterworks Park? Is that just the start of the vendetta ride to start going after businesses? I hope not. It looks like Susan Rice is at the top of the, I'm hearing, as I've read this, I should say, at the top of the short list for Joe Biden's VP. But who's Susan Rice? You probably recognize that name from Benghazi, where she gave a report for several days that Benghazi was caused by this film, this amateur filmmaker did, that purportedly showed Muhammad in a bad light. And this caused the riots, and this caused the four Americans, including the ambassador, being killed in Benghazi. Well, there's a lot more to it, as everybody knows. The fact is that nothing was done to rescue those people except by those brave men over from the CIA's covert station that nobody knew was there except probably most of the Iraqis around there. Many of the Americans in the area didn't know there was a covert station there. They members of that security guard team went over there, rescued the people from Benghazi, the ones they could find. The ambassador they never found. They picked up the other, an information technology specialist, found his body and brought it out. And then they were under attack after that. And during the attack, they were mortared, and two more of the security team there were killed. I mean, everybody's heard about Benghazi. Well, she was the kind of the front person on Benghazi. On the other hand, she's very well respected by anybody that for people inside the administration, and Joe Biden really likes her. She has made mistakes in foreign policy that, she was on the side to take out the Egyptian president. Biden was against it. His team lost. They backed taking out the president. The Islamic Brotherhood came in after that, and then soon after that, the Egyptian army just took over and said, we're not having the Muslim Brotherhood running our country. And then, of course, they refer, she was all for taking out Gaddafi, even though Gaddafi is the only person that was holding that country together. And as of today, how many years later? Libya is still a country war-torn and run by factions. So, another mistake there. As far as I'm concerned, the whole Obama foreign policy that she was part of in the Middle East and Clinton was a total failure. Total failure. But she's loyal. And she, even though she's never run for office before, she seems to have the qualities that Biden likes. Okay. I saw a guy on YouTube yesterday, and he's got one of the sports shows. He's an African American, and he's got a real problem with Black Lives Matter. He said that I've read what Black Lives Matter stands for. He says, do we need equality? Of course. He said, that's not what I'm talking about. Two of the three women that began Black Lives Matter are avowed Marxists. That's what their philosophy is. And part of the philosophy is doing away with the nuclear family. That's what it sounds like when you see their writings. He says, I have a real problem with this. And he went through a number of statistics that I will pull up, and I'll try to get his comments on the show. But if you come from a single-parent family, your chances of finishing high school go extremely down. Your chances of suicide go extremely up. Your chances of being involved with crime go really up. Your chances of ending up in jail go really up. And it was it was interesting for him to say this. He said, we should not be tearing down our parental units, our nuclear families, which is one of the things that's in their manifesto for the Black Lives Matter. We should be finding ways of keeping the nuclear families together. And he says, this is my show on ESPN. I took the place of another black man that was here. My co-host is black. And, and in the middle between the two black hosts of the show, African-American host of the show, was a white guy trying to tell him why it was they were wrong. It was beautiful. Oh, no, you're wrong. Which goes to the other part. How many in the Black Lives Matter movement are now people of color? They're being, the money that's coming to them are from these rich woke companies that feel some kind of, if we don't give money, we are bad people. Or they're for very rich, come from very rich people that have espoused socialism, Mr. Soros. And they have, and they're in the danger of having radical leftists hijack the movement. Look at Portland. 22 people arrested. Federal crimes. ranging from assault on police officers to stalking and tracking. And one was for refusing to move his drone out of the area. That was my favorite. These are the people that are blinding police or blinding federal officers there, who, by the way, are U.S. Marshals, U.S. Marshal Security Force there, because their job is to protect what? Federal courthouses. That's part of their charter. I think that, you know, when we talk about Black Lives Matter, yes, it's morphed into something much bigger than it was when it first started. But you still have to look at the people running it. You still have to look at what they're espousing. And is, if it's true, if this is just a way of being a very radical movement for LGBT movement, then you need to take a look at that. Yes, it's morphed into something much bigger. You don't get this many millions of people. They're not Marxist. However, comma, you need to take a look at how it started, the people that are still running it, and what do they truly avow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And this is just my opinion, of course. Do yourself a favor, though. Look up the founders of the Black Lives Matter, who are still involved with it, who are still running it, and look at what their charter is. You know, we've had people in here that supported Black Lives Matter that they, you know, they're not Marxist. They're capitalist of anything. However, you've got to look at where it started and what are the end, what's the end game for this? All right, we'll be right back after these messages with our friends from California Adventure.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Keep on shining your light.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 28th of July, 7:35 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going up to 106. So 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, we're talking about people that was able to bring in millions of dollars to keep businesses open in a protection program, save thousands of jobs, and they were like the number one person to go to. They were helping people that weren't even customers when their own banks couldn't help them. That's right. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Why? Because it's locally owned, locally operated. Local board of directors, they're here to help. They're here to move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Located at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center, and at 1845 California Street, right in downtown Redding. I can almost hit it with a good golf ball drive. It'd have to be really good. It would have to be.
You'd have to practice.
Yeah, I'd have to practice. You're right. Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay. I am here with Nigel Skeet and Ryan Spitz. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And if you remember, Ryan was on and Nigel were on earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
That's right.
Before the virus. Before the Wuhan. Before the Wuhan virus hit. And they were, and you were going to have the most extraordinary event
mm-hmm.
in the history of Northern California, and bigger than anything else in the world. Ryan, tell everybody what that was.
Yeah, so we had California Untamed 330 set to go about 7 days ago, 9 days ago. We would have finished up yesterday.
We would have finished up yesterday, and you know what? And I felt like I was cheated out of my my medal that I was going to get for finishing in the top 10%
right.
there.
That's why we gave you a cap.
That's right. So I got a cap today, and I'm going to put it on. Anyway, so what was it?
But yeah, so 330-mile trail race from Arcata to Mount Shasta, so going through the mountains. So we had about 100 runners from around the world set to come out here pre-COVID to race it. But yeah, just given the nature of the landscape, had to pull the plug for now, but we're set to go July 16th of 2021.
Okay. Now, as I said, the way I figured it was, you're not going to get much. How could you get better social distancing than 100 and something? I don't know how many people you were going to have, 100 and something, 200 and something people.
Yeah, but 150-ish probably.
150-ish, but you're talking about people that from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
they seek challenges like that. We're talking about teams that were going to be coming in from the services and from, you know, firefighting groups and police.
Yeah. And every runner would have brought friends and family.
Yeah, and then they would have brought friends and family, plus the fact that 330 miles.
Yep.
There's a lot of social, a lot of room there to social distance. And if you've ever been on a long run like this, there's a lot of social distancing going on there. Unless there's bodies laying on the, that's it. I'm just, and then you just pass them very quickly, or they pass you very quickly.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the social distancing or being able to keep things sanitized.
No, it was really came down to the travel restrictions that our runners had that they couldn't even get here even if they wanted to, especially from the global audience. And then just given the nature of the volunteers, we would have had 600 volunteers. Hat looks good on you.
Yeah, I like it. My California Untamed.
Yeah, the volunteers and just logistics and going through rural communities for fill-up spots.
We were going to use the – I say we because I was going to get people out there to help using the
lookout towers.
Lookout towers,
yep.
Towers for the fires.
Yep.
That was where people were going to come in and spend the night, and we were going to feed them and make sure that they had all the neat things they were going to need for the next few days.
Yeah.
And then Wuhan hit us, and I know maybe I shouldn't call it Wuhan. Yeah, I will today. Today it's Wuhan.
Very much, friends.
And so people couldn't get here.
Yeah.
And when people can't get here, what's the use of having a race?
The show stops.
Yeah. The show stops. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thank
it was
you,
great. You know what? Just the audacity of it. And this is something you do a lot. I mean, you've done bicycle races, solo bicycle races for that last a week.
Yep.
You've got to keep everything. Everything you're carrying is on that bike.
Yeah.
You don't have support groups out
there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at Ryan. Ryan is, he's very normal appearing. you know, I guess, but they say that too about the axe murderers. They look really normal, you know. But,
it's all cover.
But the fact that you and Nigel and other people put this together was going to be one of the events for the Northern California or the California Adventure District. So can you tell us a little bit about that, Nigel?
Yeah, so the grand plan was and still is to unify our top 12 northernmost counties. From Del Norte all the way down to Plumas and across, and to create the California Adventure District, and just to pool all of our natural resources and our adventure companies and our all the adventures that we can have here, and to market that externally, right, to the world, and to create a unified tourist destination, but also internally for everybody else who live here just to elevate our community, right?
Right. You know, there's billions of dollars.
Billions.
Let me say this again. Billions.
The outdoor recreation industry in California is $92 billion.
$92 billion. The majority of it, though, is spent south of Sacramento.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so what did they have south of Sacramento? Are we talking about like Disneyland and those kind of things? Is that part of it? Or... when you start talking about...
I think the truth of the matter is, you know, the Bay Area and Southern California, they've obviously been marketing themselves as an outdoor playground for decades, right? For decades. And it just seems to me, and I've only been here 11 years, so I don't know what it was like before, but it seems to me that our area hasn't gotten together and said, hey, look, this is what we have together. Let's actually create a good strategy.
I agree with you because look at everything we have up here. And this race was going to be, and it is a 330-mile foot race. I love it. I love the concept of it. It was going to tell people, hey, look at some of the things we have up here.
Yeah.
We do have some of the most beautiful, beautiful nature in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the environments up here. And what we're starting to find now because of the COVID is all these people are coming up here.
Yep.
All the campgrounds are full.
Mm-hmm.
All the houseboats are full.
Mm-hmm.
All of this. And why? Because it's beautiful up here, and now the cities are starting to want to get away from the cities.
Yep.
They're starting to move out further and further. We're going to have an influx of people in here. But we also, what do we do when you come up here? Well, there's so many different things, and we can still grow this industry, Ryan.
Yep. Yeah, agreed. I mean, I think that's where we noticed on just the untapped value that we have for the region itself, but then also knowing that there's a whole infrastructure that there's some easy low-hanging fruit to be able to provide a healthy dynamic for folks to come to and for us to host visitors as well as for, you know, even residents to potentially move here on. There is a better way to do things, and you don't need to go to Oregon or to Tahoe to do that, but here in the 12 counties is the perfect dynamic for it.
Well, and I tell you something else, too. Adam McElvain, the mayor of Redden, is really pushing hard the high-speed internet, the fiber internet, which will, by when itself, start to bring in businesses here. And then there's so many people now working away from the offices, and they're finding out that is a success. So you're going to see businesses that had a 10,000 square foot office are now going to probably take it down, maybe even, you know, 3,000 or smaller, because their people work away from that business, and it's still successful.
Yeah.
Why not come up to places? And this is really big on millennials.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Because millennials will take jobs that, because they want to go to that place. They want to ski for that 4 or 5 months. And then they want to do something else for the other, you know, 6 months. And they've got the types of jobs that allow them to do that.
Yep.
Coming up here is a perfect,
yep,
is a perfect opportunity for them.
And especially that, ironically, with COVID and some of the dynamics of it, a lot more people in general are now getting outside for the first time and really experiencing different outdoor recreation dynamics, whether it's hiking, biking, climbing, paddling. So it's really even just increased a whole new market of folks who realize, oh, yeah, I actually have some nice things in my backyard, but may not necessarily know how to do it or the most safe ways to do it or the leave no trace to keep our forests healthy and the campsites mm-hmm. healthy. So, if anything, it just confirms that there is a demand for it, and we can capitalize on that.
Now, I could spend another whole segment on this, is what we could do as a community, as a group up here, to help push this and to publicize that. But I want to talk about the California Adventure Academy that you're
yes.
running. This sounds great, but we got to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. This is a spot that Linda was thinking about when she said to me, honey, you can never have too many guns. And I went, yes, and then she finished the sentence, or too many diamonds. She goes down to see Four Winds Jewelry, great people. They have incredible selections of jewelry at very, very fair prices. The only, like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. I'll be right back with the California Adventure Academy.
Adventure is out there, it's heading our way. So grab your scarf and goggles, let's fly. And map out our journey, we're up here to stay. A sunset is our home, a moonbeam we will own. My spirit of adventure is you.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Wind River Resort and Casino invite you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 75 degrees out there, going up to 106. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 7:50 in the morning here on the 28th of July, Tuesday. And I'm here with Nigel Skeet and Ryan Spitz. I got that right. They're here from of course, the California Adventure District, and I have my California Untamed hat they brought me. I may have another one here, California Adventure District, that I might give away today. Mm-hmm. In fact, I will. If you want a hat that says California Adventure District, it's a cool hat. It really is. Give us a call at 605-4567. Now, Nigel, you started something else here. It's called the California Adventure Academy. Talk to me about that. K-8.
Yeah, so it really hits two buckets. When we started the California Adventure District, one of the main demographics we wanted to try and reach was the youth, right, the younger generation, to bring them up here. And we wanted to move ahead with a California Adventure base camp, right, geared towards youth. And then when this COVID thing started to come along and we started to get wind of all the if the schools were going to be open or not open, and then all the restrictions that were going to be put on the kids coming back to school, especially the younger ones. I mean, I think you've met my girls. They're 10.
Yes.
We're like, you know what? That's not how we want to send our kids back to school with all those restrictions and the masks and the circles and the plexiglass. I'm not quite sure what they're going to do here or not. And so I talked to Ryan about it, and he was in the same boat, and we put our feelers out, and turns out there's a lot of parents who feel the same way, especially with the younger kids, right? So we said, well, what can we do to get, remedy this? So we came up with the California Adventure Academy, K-8. And so right now, as it stands, if you want to legally bypass the regulations the restrictions that are coming down on the school kids, you have to do it the homeschool route.
Right.
So, but homeschooling, as many parents found out, can be daunting and frustrating. So we decided to create a network of all interested parties, interested parents, and pull it all together. And on top of that, we are now merging the outdoor adventures that we have up here with the curriculum. So we're actually creating an adventure academy where we merge curriculum with the outdoors.
With the outdoors. Let me read your mission here. California Adventure Academy embodies a growth mindset environment where community-based academics, character building, and life skills unite with adventure. By focusing on the individual journey, our youth will discover who they are born to be, develop character and resilience, and be deployed into the world built for success in all pillars of life. So you're looking at this to go Monday through Friday, mainly for homeschool, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be, because if there are kids in school that can't do this. And it has, you know, sample schedule. You have adventure days. You have tutors out there. You're working on their agility. You're working on things. I can imagine you could probably have them climbing a little bit, paddling, wilderness survival, archery, fishing, climbing, nature, agility, and sustainability. Wow, Ron.
Yeah, so we're really trying to redefine how you can do education and really make it much more elevating and empowering for the kids and also unifying the families and bring the parents a little bit more involvement into it. So
you have the parents can come to this too, is that what you're saying?
We want the parents.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So really to cover the basis on how can we provide support to parents who have decided to do homeschooling, that's where we've kind of, through the academy, built out four roadmaps that are really going to elevate the whole experience across the board. So from the homeschool co-op standpoint, we're having from K through 8, so 9 classes. It'll max out at 15 kids a class.
Mm-hmm.
So year one will be 135 students, where we will have already identified the curriculum that the parents will be using. So again, that's another daunting dynamic going into the homeschool space, is trying to identify, even from a curriculum standpoint, which one to do. So based off all of our due diligence and the dynamics of the academy, where it's much more experiential, hands-on learning, we have the curriculum identified. We're providing a support group for the homeschool parents and a community connection. And then to, again, elevate the support for the homeschool parents, we are now overlaying a learning center dynamic where we will have credentialed teachers as our tutors. We're classifying them as guides, where they'll be able to sit down with the parents.
Now, these are teachers, they're certified teachers, did you say? Okay, so they're certified to teach in California.
Yep.
And let me just throw these other things in here.
Yeah.
The first one I gave is just the adventure roadmap. But then you have a life skills roadmap that includes financial wellness. Well, you could teach that to any any age. Healthy relationships, workforce readiness, healthy living. Guide, there's many more in this. I'm just reading parts of this. The guide and tutoring roadmap, pacing, parents and coaching, child tutors, integrated adventure, and life skill programs. That's really what the school is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And a homeschool roadmap then. With the curriculum, the private home affidavit process, which is important to everybody, adventure with character, tutoring, grades, reporting, testing center. You have it all. And so this is something the family can be in together.
Yep.
But it's for kindergarten through eighth, and they're going to be exposed to things probably they've never done before.
Right. Yeah.
Homeschooling is tough.
Yeah.
But this leads to our ultimate goal here, to create a permanent actual school academy base camp, right? To where this is an opportunity to redefine what education looks like. And if we do this correctly, which I, knowing Ryan, I think we will, eventually this too will become a reason why people will move here, is to send their kids to this kind of a school.
Well, you know, so would this be like a charter school?
This is a private school.
So right now it's a membership co-op.
Right.
So learning center with adventure programs is the most simple dynamic of it. But, yeah, it will then grow into, especially once we formalize our own land in the base camp, adventure camp dynamic to it, would be a private school.
Well, where is this going to happen at? Where does everybody show up at?
We have some really good partnerships building right now. Kevin at Ninja Coalition, he actually hosted our first meetup the other night because we just wanted to gauge if there was even community interest in this, right?
Is there?
We had a ton of people show up.
I imagine there would be.
And so,
you know, people are – things have changed in our school systems.
Mm-hmm.
They just have.
Mm-hmm.
And people that – you know, people think that – a lot of people that don't homeschool think, well, those kids aren't getting an education. Well – that's not true. There's that socialization part that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still homeschool, but with this, the California Adventure Academy, it's also socialization for the
kids.
It's
vital. It's vital.
And teaching, obviously you're teaching teamwork here on a lot of the things you're doing there. It's all teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you try to climb, and you're relying on belay on that. And, you know, now the kids aren't going to be up to 8,000 feet. Not the kindergartner.
Not yet, at least.
At least not
fourth grade. The fourth grader.
By the time they get to the eighth grade.
Yeah, that's graduation.
Well,
yeah.
we were joking around about having the eighth grade graduation ceremony at the top of Mount Shasta.
That's right.
I think that might be kind of fun.
people do that.
Yeah.
So I think this is a great idea, and we've got to run here. So how do people get a hold of you? It won't be the last time. We'll
just go to the interest list is still forming. I mean, I think we'll be full, but it'd be great if parents just want to go to CaliforniaAdventureAcademy.com, and they can just sign up there. Just let us know where you're at, and we had our first meeting, and we're going to have a second one here really soon.
Okay. Roberta, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. I just saw that. So I'll get to you right after 8 o'clock, okay? Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
We'll have you back on again because enrollment is August 17th through the 19th.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. No, I think this sounds great. If I had kids, I think real seriously about this.
Maybe you can have some more then.
Yeah, you talk to Linda. We'll be right back after the news.
On Capitol Hill, before the Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee, Barr will defend law enforcement's response to the rioting that has convulsed numerous American cities. According to a transcript of Barr's testimony, the AG will also denounce what he calls the grave abuses of the bogus Russiagate scandal. The Democrat mayors of a half-dozen cities urging Congress to make it illegal for the president to deploy agents to protect federal courthouses and other government property from rioters.
This comes as the feds say they will stay in Portland and possibly deploy more agents until the U.S. courthouse is safe. Last night, a few protesters set off firecrackers and tried to climb the fence in front of the building. The feds deployed tear gas. The mayors of Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Kansas City, Albuquerque, and Washington sent a letter to lawmakers saying the administration's egregious use of federal force on cities over the objections of local authorities should never happen. I'm Julie Walker.
Consumer confidence hit the skids this month. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index dropping 6 points. The index closely watched because consumer spending accounts for about 70% of all U.S. economic activity. And despite the pandemic, home prices not falling.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index rose 3.7% in May from a year earlier. That's a drop from a 3.9% increase in April and a smaller gain than economists had expected. Still, home prices have risen steadily despite the pandemic and lockdowns that have badly damaged the American economy.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Following yesterday's gains, Wall Street giving back some of those gains this morning. The Dow is down 123 points, while the S&P is off 4. The NASDAQ Composite Index, 40 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak has been convicted of crimes involving the multi-billion-dollar looting of a Malaysian state investment fund that brought down his government 2 years ago.
In reading his verdict, the judge concluded that the defense team had failed to rebut the prosecution's case relating to around $10 million that was transferred into Mr. Najib's personal bank account. He said the money had been donated by a Saudi royal family member, but the judge found that claim unconvincing. For those who spent years campaigning against corruption and abuses of power, this must be a gratifying outcome.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has launched a missile from a helicopter targeting a replica aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. That military exercise coming amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More than 1,000 households in Lynchburg, Virginia, being told to pay those overdue water bills or else.
The Lynchburg News in Advance reports the city has paused water service cutoffs in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. Officials wanted to make sure people could wash their hands to fight the virus's spread. But Lynchburg Chief Financial Officer Donna Witt says the city is now preparing to slowly and methodically resume water cutoffs as soon as September. Customers collectively owe about $200,000 to the city. Mayor Mary Jane Dolan says she's not comfortable with shutoffs, but added she doesn't know what alternative there is. Keith Peters reporting.
A majority of House lawmakers is endorsing a proposal that calls for $32 billion to protect aviation workers from layoffs through next March. Airlines have been fighting for their survival amid a huge downturn in travel caused by the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:05 in the morning here on July the 28th, Tuesday. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I've got Ashley here. They'll give us an update on the weather. Hello.
It's going to be hot.
Okay. It's going to be hot. Thank you. It's going to be hot through...
at least the rest of the week. If you're looking for a day to mow your lawn, then go for Friday. That's going to be your coolest of the set with a high of 101. But mow the lawn early in the morning and make sure you water everything, especially early in the morning. That's going to get the water moving to your root systems the best and not just evaporating because sprinklers... send a lot of water into the air.
Okay. And do we have a fire update? We'll have it the next, or do you have it right now?
I do have some updates. We are looking at the Gold Fire, which is in the Lassen County area, is at almost 22,000 acres, 60% containment as of this morning. The Hog Fire is also in Lassen County at almost 10,000 acres, 69% containment. The Badger Fire is also nearby. That's 99% containment, so we're almost there. The new complex is, it's being called a couple of different things, but it's the Salmon Fire is what a lot of people are calling it now, but it's a whole bunch of fires started in Trinity County by lightning. That's about 225 acres. We're looking for another update to come down any minute. That's going to be the one that we're keeping an eye on currently.
Okay. And the Grant Fire, is it Grant? No, it's the one up in Tule Lake. I thought it was Grant, but it's not. The one that 47,000 acres up in the Tule Lake area.
Yeah, Tule Lake is, that's, that one, I don't have the information offhand.
From the last time, this fire, and I called it the Grant's Fire, and once it's in my head, it'll stay there until I beat it out. It's 47,000 acres, and they've started... evacuating people out of the Tule Lake area right there.
A lot of different evacuations going on right now.
So be careful out there. Go to Cal Fire and look at their latest updates if you're anywhere in that area.
And we are sharing all of these on Facebook as well.
Okay. All of that's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business right in Anderson, locally run, locally operated. Great customer service, has discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to Roberta. Roberta, I'm sorry. I didn't see your name. I was sitting in here, looking the other direction.
Yeah, I wanted to ask them about funding. My daughter has had a school exactly like this down in Riverside County for 4 years, and parents loved it. The kids were so enthusiastic about it, and it's just sad because the state is now pulling funding away from charter schools, and they didn't have enough
backing to be a private school, so I was just wondering how they're going to manage the funding.
Well, I talked to them a little bit, and I'm not going to get too deep into that business with them, but essentially it's starting out as a private academy. They have to do that, and as they expand, they can get the school designation, like for a charter school, as they expand, and that's the way they're looking to do this. So right now, it's going to be a private school that people pay tuition to, but they've got a lot of excitement about it. And as you've just said, that's your granddaughter. That was
involved? No, it's my daughter.
Oh, your daughter's involved.
On Stage Production Company, and people can go to that Facebook page and see what a wonderful curriculum they had. And it was so successful, but because parents are no longer able to get the funding through the charter schools, they're kind of waiting out there to see if they're even going to be able to open again. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's the teachers' unions are really going after charter schools, taking away parents' choices of where they want to send their kids. So, okay, Roberta, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Okay, hey, our guest today is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Mark's on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. So where are you?
On my couch.
I would have come up with a better answer than that. I would have said,
no, I was going to be honest. So they're working on the street out in front of our cul-de-sac and weren't sure if we were going to be able to get out this morning.
Well, it's another way of having the government is restricting your movements, huh?
Yeah, but the street really need repair, so I'm not gonna say anything negative about it. I'm happy that City of Reading's taking care of it because the street needed to be redone badly. So
that's what counts.
Yep.
when you lose a dog in a hole in the street, you've got to you start talking about it. Hey, a lot of things changing over the COVID, and one of your favorite events is Camp Love a Pet. I mean, you talk about it throughout the year. I mean, really, it may not be on the air, but this is one of the favorite things you like to do.
Yeah, Camp Love a Pet is absolutely, hands down, my favorite 4 weeks of the year. We do two-week sessions, and unfortunately, because of COVID, we weren't able to do that this year. And for a bunch of reasons, the COVID, and because of the restrictions, even though we may have been able to do a second camp, it just wouldn't have been the product that we normally do. We wouldn't be able to have speakers as much. Wouldn't be able to do field trips. So we decided to go ahead and cancel it, and instead we did something different. What we're doing is we had every kid that was already registered or on the waiting list, we offered them a one-day mini camp. And so actually tomorrow would be the last day of our mini camps. We will have it all said and done, right about 30 kids that came.
Okay.
We had six on the first day, and then we haven't had any more than five since then. Six was our cap. Just due to space and everything with the social distancing.
Mm-hmm.
But they could get there at about a little before 8 o'clock. Everybody wears masks the whole time. We're checking temperatures and everything. We teach them a little bit about positive reinforcement and clicker training in the classroom. We talk about the importance of trying to get the animals adopted. And then they still randomly pick out leashes out of a basket. And they go to the kennels, and they get their dog that they had randomly picked, and then they train them for about an hour. And what we've learned, which has been really fun, is I feel like our expectations on the regular camp has been set a little too low on day one, because these kids are just doing amazing things in an hour. I mean, they got dogs that are doing sit, down, stays, leave its, army crawls in an hour. And it's been a lot of fun. And then we go back in the classroom after about an hour working with the dogs, talk about what they learn about their dogs. They write a little bit of a paragraph on their dog, which goes onto Facebook with some pictures. So those are all on our Facebook. So if you want to see those dogs, many of them are still adoptable, which is great. And we're hoping they get adopted. And then they write on a poster that we've been putting up in the Morgan Adoption Center with their dog. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been very different, but it's been a lot of fun. It's been great to see the kids and get the dogs out and have a little bit of Camp Love a Pet. And hopefully next year we have every intention of having two full Camp Love a Pets again.
So you were kind of amazed to find out how much they can teach an animal in just an hour or so.
Yeah, Yeah, because normally day one and day two, we work a lot. I mean, one of the biggest things with training your dog is getting that relationship and building that trust with your dog. And so normally on day one and even somewhat into day two, we don't do a whole lot of training stuff other than we're clicking and treating when they look at us, you know, when they look at the kid, and just building that trust and that relationship with them. And so, you know, this time they did that very quickly, and then I'm like, well, go ahead and try some tricks and stuff, and the counselors are there because it's one-on-one with one counselor, one camper. And they have just really done a great job of teaching them. I would say that majority of the results we've seen, they've been at, like, what would be normally day four, day five of training in an hour. So, you know, that's going to definitely change the way we look at camp moving forward and what we're able to accomplish with the campers and the dogs.
Okay. Well, that's great. Speaking of, well, we've got to take a break here. I'm going to go back and talk about how many dogs you have available, because this has been a, this kind of sounds like that you've done a great job on opting out your dogs. So this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Ready Home Helpers is your loved one needing some extra help at home. Well, if you do, or you do, you give Home Helpers a call. And right now Home Helpers is looking for other caregivers that are amazing. Yeah, that's right. That's who she has. That's who Sharon Clark has working for her, is amazing people. Fully trained. They've all had the background investigations. And you say, oh, why do people... It's terrible that people should have to have background investigations. But you know what? They have background investigations. They have all of the drug testing, all of the every type of license that you can imagine. They've all passed the state licensing. So you're getting quality people coming into your home. Sharon never has anybody working for her. She's not willing to have come into her home. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350 if you're interested in becoming a caregiver. It's an amazing job, and it's so rewarding in so many different ways. And the if you give her a call at 226-8350 or go on readinghomehelpers.com, you're going to learn more. So that's Reading Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers. We'll be right back after these messages. Loneliness ends and a new life begins when love takes you in.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
If you offer me a pheasant, I'd rather have grouse.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com. It is 8:19 in the morning, 76 degrees, going up to 106 today. I see 106. Some places in the city will be hotter, some a little bit less. Today, the 28th of July, Tuesday, I'm on the phone with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And I have to admit, Mark, you've never looked better.
I figured that was coming.
You have such a, you know what, people don't realize, what a face for radio you have, buddy.
I say that all the time.
I know.
I'm not arguing.
Well, you know, I get comments from that all the time, too, you know, that people tell me the same thing. But so it's always nice to run into somebody else.
Face for radio, voice for print.
There you go, buddy. Hey, we have had already, no matter what we say, no matter how many times that we say it, we put it out on Facebook, we say it on the show. Every day that, you know, when we do the weather and it's going to be like this, at the end of the show we talk about don't leave anything. Don't leave an animal in your car.
Right, yeah.
But we've been having some, and we've had, you said here we have a few, we've had quite a few serious cases in July about dogs being left in cars.
Please don't leave your animals in cars. And when you see it, please call 241-2550. If you're in the city of Reading or city of Anderson, and we'll send an officer out right away to help with that.
That's an emergency call for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I actually was out helping one of our officers the other day, and we responded to help her out because we always want a second set of eyes if we have to break into a car to get an animal out. And we went to it. It was a small pickup. It had a camper shell in the back, and there was a dog in the back. And then there was a puppy in the cab that had a bowl of water that was in the front seat. This little puppy, which was probably about 5 weeks old, and it was a small, like, Chihuahua puppy, so it was little, was in the back seat. I don't even know if it could get to the water. We have temperature guns in our all of our animal control vehicles, and she temped it, and it was 139 degrees inside
the
cab.
Whoa. So what happened?
It was 126 degrees inside the bed. The bigger dog wasn't in distress, definitely hot and panting, but not too bad yet. The puppy, however, was panting and whining and everything else. So we luckily the windows worked. That's with the windows cracked, by the way. It was 139 degrees.
Yeah.
We were able to get in and get the puppy out, and then we actually got the dog out as well. We had to break into the back to get the dog out of the back. But and that's just one of many, many stories that we're dealing with.
What was the story on that? Did the people come out if they saw you busted their window? Or?
We didn't have to bust their window. We had to take some stuff out. No, they called 911 and said that we busted into their car, that their dog was fine. We were out there for about 35, 40 minutes with no sign of the owners coming forward. And I am 100% sure that that puppy would have died had we not pulled it out of the car. Mm-hmm. So they came down and to Haven to pick the animals up. And
were you able to have a teaching experience or a learning experience there, or were they just totally in denial?
They were totally in denial and upset. They said they were from out of state, and they said they know their dogs, and they know their car, and they know the weather. But
did you tell them it was 140 degrees?
Our officer did everything they could to educate, and that's what we try and do. First of all, majority of these cases, it's just somebody that just wants their dog with them and just didn't think about it. It's not a malicious thing. I don't think it was a malicious thing in this case either. It's just, you know, it's hot, and it gets really hot really fast in cars. And that's with the windows cracked. Don't think that you can just crack the windows and put a bowl of water in there in, you know, 90-degree temperature, and it's going to be okay. It's going to get really, really hot. And I believe it was under 100 degrees that day, too. It was probably in the high 90s that day, and like I said, it was 139 degrees. After we'd opened the doors three or four times, I got the temp gun and checked it, and it was still 129 degrees. So, yeah, really hot.
Well, you know, when you get back in your car, and just the thermometer in my car, it will say 117 or 120, but that's reading outside.
Correct.
It doesn't read from the inside.
Yeah, and then it was right in direct sunlight, too, which amplifies it as well. So, 241-2550. Call our dispatch if you see an animal in the car and they're suffering, if it's hot, if it's in the sun.
We're going to put that out on Facebook.
Out there. And again, we always try to educate. First, you know, the last thing we want to do is take somebody's dog. We want to make sure, or animal, and we want to make sure that, you know, they know better and that it doesn't happen again and that the animal is not injured. So if we need to break into it, we will.
Ideally, if you do have to take your dog with you, that you've left it cracked, you park him in shade.
Don't. It's too hot.
But it's too hot. You may figure, I'm only going to be gone for 3 minutes. I got to run in there, pick this up, and get out. All of a sudden, you've got a line, you've got this. All of a sudden, it's 15 minutes. You come back, it's too late.
Yeah. It's definitely a very real problem, and we have to be very careful about it. But, yeah, if you're going to go anywhere in this heat, even parking in the shade, it's not going to help enough.
Well, we're going to put that number and remind everybody. Put it on Facebook so everybody will have it like that. And
yeah, it's 241-2550.
Okay. A lot of wildfires. We've been giving updates on the wildfires. You probably heard that are burning all around
us. I'm checking them daily, believe me.
Yeah, there's because this has a severe impact. The closer it gets around here, as people have to evacuate. So do you have any information
on
that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest thing is, you know, we always talk about having a go bag for us, but it's really helpful that you have a go bag for your animals as well on our pets. We do have a helpful brochure on our Haven Humane website, havenhumane.org. You can go on there on the More tab and click on News, and it'll have that on there on our website, which has some handy information. But basically, you need to have a go bag for your animals. So if they're on any medication, have that ready. Have a leash and collar if they're not on them normally, kind of sitting in a spot. Have some food ready to go for them. Obviously, you need water for both. And just have that all ready to go. That's for dogs and cats and the small domestic animals. For larger animals, horses, goats, you know, that kind of stuff, especially horses, if you've never trailered your horse up or it's been years since you trailered your horse, during an evacuation is not the time to be trailering your horse because they are going to be very scared, and it's going to be very difficult to do so. So make sure you have a plan for your large animals as well.
A lot of people, I didn't realize that so many people don't have trailers. I have a close friend that had a horse but didn't have a trailer. So one of her employees had a trailer, was doing 80 miles an hour to get up to the animals, and luckily, the horse did load. But you're right. If a horse hasn't loaded before or it's been a long time, this is not the time to teach them how to load.
No.
So do yourself a favor and for yourself and that animal. And, you know, a lot of times you don't have a bulldozer to pick them up and shove them in there.
Right.
So and if a horse doesn't want to go in a trailer and it's just you, you're going to have a tough time. You might have a tough time.
Well,
and that
right.
means for and other large animals like goats. I mean, you could put... and, you know, how many goats can you get into your Mini Cooper?
Well, it depends. If there's an evacuation, probably more than you'd think.
Yeah, you could probably get 8 in there. I could just see that. You know what? And you'd do it, wouldn't you? You'd load
if
that.
I had to, absolutely,
You'd load 8 goats into that Mini Cooper.
I would hope they'd be pygmy goats, but yes.
I'm picturing this right now, buddy, by the way.
Too. It's not a pretty picture.
And the cleanup afterwards.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people, too. There's a lot of people in the area that have horses that don't have trailers, but the important thing is that you have a plan for evacuation, so you know somebody that has a trailer that's close, or maybe your neighbor has a horse and has a big enough trailer to put your horses in it as well.
Yeah.
Just have a plan, because when evacuation happens, it's too late.
It's too late to make a plan. If you have a plan
and
for your house, you should have a plan for your animals.
Exactly.
Too.
And
right.
and the problem is that, yes, you will get assistance by our animal control officers, Shasta County animal control officers, and there's some other the posse that comes out and helps out with the sheriff's department, the sheriff's posse, and all of us will help. But the problem is that we're helping everybody, and so we can't spend 30 minutes trying to load up one horse when we've got, you know, potentially hundreds of animals that need to be evacuated. So it's really important that you guys have a plan, and everybody who has animals has a plan for them, and we take care of them. You know, I know you and I have talked about it, but, you know, we evacuated during the car fire, Tina and I did, and because we live up at, by Mary Lake, and, you know, we had all day to prepare, and even all day to prepare, it's still definitely a very scary, nerve-wracking situation on what do you take, what don't you take. But the first thing that we got ready to go was everything for our dogs, and we still have stuff ready to go for our dogs. So, yeah, just please have a plan for that, and I promise you it will help alleviate some of the stress during an event like that.
Well, you know, well, I'm going to take a break now. When we come back, before we get into the rest of the rest of our topics today, a quick update on, or a quick look back at the car fire and what you all ended up doing. Because if it gets big, what are people going to do? They're going to places they can't have their animals. Well, what do you do with the animals? And just a quick look back at what Haven Humane did during that horrendous fire. Okay? This portion of the show, and speaking of fires, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We've had so many people have called us, friends of ours, that lost their home insurance, not because their house caught on fire, but because they were in that circle the insurance companies drew. You could have been downtown. It didn't make any difference because there was fire on the outskirts of that circle. And they get their homeowner's insurance canceled. Or it gets raised so much that it becomes, it becomes the second biggest expense in your home. So what do? You call 221-0441 and talk to Judy Maxwell or any of her trained professional insurance agents. That's right. Call them. Judy was able to find insurance in every case for people. And it's not just homeowners insurance. It's life insurance that we have with her, and there's health insurance. It's all of them, business insurance, all of these at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping people, businesses, veterans, since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. 8:31 in the morning. It's 77 degrees, going up to 106. And we will be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561. 7561.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world. 28th of July, 8:35 in the morning, 77 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 40 places, 23 instructors. Started right here in Reading and is still headquartered right here by Ted Lighty. You can learn more at usgunpro.com, but if you just want to learn to shoot up your pistol better, you know, maybe you've got a CCW, maybe you don't, but you just want to learn how to shoot and shoot better, there's classes for that. If you want to have private instruction, you know, it's Saturdays and Sundays are bad times for you, then you can sign up for that with a private instruction working at your time when it works for you. But we also are initiating the first Zoom class where you can take your classroom instruction in the privacy and comfort of your own home and then pick 1 or 3 days to shoot after that. So learn more at usgunpro.com. Okay, we're on the phone with Mark Story, and he's the CEO of Haven Humane and a former PAC leader in the U.S. Air Force. Oh, wait a minute. That's Boy Scouts. I'm sorry. you didn't think you were going to get out, did you? Not really. You didn't think you were really going to get out. you're somebody. Hey, if you own a horse and you don't have a trailer and a horse can't load into a trailer, perhaps you shouldn't own a horse. horses, for their size, are very sensitive animals, and they get scared. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you. You get around. We, you know, just trying to, I watch people trying to load a BLM Mustang into a trailer. Now, you had experts.
That's the far extreme.
Yeah, it is. And they had the chutes. They had the trailer backed up. It was a good-sized trailer. And they had, I mean, they had experts that were herding this horse. And I was watching this for like 10 minutes. And then I left and I went to a, you know, as they were getting it in. And I left and I went to, and this is in San Diego, and I think it's called Mary's Feed Store or something. But they've got all saddles and all these kind of things. And I'm standing there, and I hear this banging sound, loud banging sound. And I look outside, and it's that same trailer. And that horse was kicking it apart.
Yeah, and they can hurt themselves.
Whoa, that's right. Because, I mean, it was not happy. So you got to figure out when you're doing something like this is to, you know, can your horse load?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, okay, moving on. As far as licensing, what's it look like now?
So we had to cancel some dog licensing clinics, obviously. We are looking to reschedule some, but we do have two that are still on the schedule. One would be August 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Shingletown Library on at 7074 Wilson Hill Road. And then the other one is November 17th from 2 to 4 p.m., which will be at Haven Humane Society at our veterinary hospital. But we also have vaccine clinics, so if you're just looking for vaccinations, and you can license there at Haven as well. Our vaccine clinics are every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. The vaccine clinic allows pet owners to get their pets vaccinated without paying an office visit fee. Our vaccine packages are published on our Facebook page and website under the Veterinary Hospital tab, as well as a full price list for all our services. There are no income requirements to attend a vaccine clinic. The clinics are very popular, so be prepared to wait in line for up to an hour. It takes a while to get through, and we are using our classroom for this, but we can't get everybody in there, so we are using one of our play yards. We've put up pop-ups, and we've actually added some misters out there to cool it down as much as possible. But, yes, we ask people to get there early, arrive early, because we are usually packed. We're usually seeing between, I would say, 40 and 60 people in the 2 hours every week.
Okay, and ensure that your dogs are leashed and your cats are in a cage.
Correct.
In a carrier.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because it just makes everybody's life a lot easier there. Hey, just talk about microchips for a minute here.
Yeah, microchips are super important. Also, on the vaccine clinic day, microchips are only $20 on our Wednesday vaccine clinics. They're $30 any other time, which is still very inexpensive. And the thing with microchips is, you know, you can put a collar. You know, my dogs wear collars and everything, but collars come off, and collars come off easier than we would like. So even if you have the required dog license on there, and if you have an ID that we always recommend, you know, you can get them at PetSmart or Petco and put your name and number on there. If it comes off, then, you know, that doesn't help at all. But microchips don't come out. And so whenever we find a dog running loose or somebody brings one in, a stray that they found, the first thing we do is we check for a microchip. We've got the microchip readers in all of our animal control officer vehicles. We've got them in our front offices, and we check for a microchip. If we get one, then we call the microchip company. It gives us the owner information. We can call them, and we can return the animal to the home.
Yeah,
many,
sometimes.
Many times
right there,
throughout the year,
yeah.
Hundreds of times.
Right there on the end of your street sometimes.
Yeah, hundreds of times throughout the year our officers return those animals before they ever come to Haven.
Hey, you know what? We haven't talked since 4th of July. What did that look like for you?
You know, we had you know, a surge in animals that were loose, lost, found. But I don't think it was as bad as it has been in previous years. There could be some reasons for that. I think
people
there were less
home.
People that were gone.
Yeah. Yeah, people stayed home. There's 10,000 people that weren't at the Civic.
Right, and so I think that helped out a little bit too. And, you know, I think that the more we talk about this on your show and throughout the community, the more aware people are, and hopefully the fewer instances we have, the more people that are prepared and have their animals in a safer spot. So, but, yeah, we definitely had quite a few, but I don't feel like it was more than in the past. If anything, it was less than in the past, which is great.
So is it on the microchips, it's just the company's name that you call, right?
Yeah, there's a database that we would call and find out what company it is, because they all just have a number on it. So we know what most of them are, so we know where mm-hmm. we can call.
Well, does the microchip, could you put more information in there, like a phone number or, like, you know, little health concerns they have?
On the microchip, no. The microchip is simply a number. So you can put all of that stuff with the company. So uh-huh. when you would call, you're going to get owner information. If there's any medical, I think you can add all that stuff with them, yeah.
So if you're interested in doing something like this with your kids.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Positive? I've heard rumors.
Yeah, I mean, we could do rumors. A test program. If I could find a retired Marine, I'd try it on him.
Okay. You know what, microchips, we had an elk killer microchipped. And, gosh, that's been 11 years ago. How long did they last?
Forever.
See, that's the good thing is as long as the company's in business.
Right.
They last.
And you may have to if you move or change any information, then you would need to call them. Some of them will charge for that. Some of them will not.
Yeah.
But it would be a minor charge anyway. But, it's worth it for sure.
Yeah.
Then they last forever. Now, some of the older ones moved a little bit. But even that, like one of my dogs, it actually moved from her neck. They always put it in the back of their neck to like her hind right leg. But we always wand over the whole body looking for one anyway, so we still can find it. But the newer ones don't seem to move much at all. So like the one in my 2-year-old is still sitting right in the neck where we put it initially. So
great.
But even when they migrate, you still can get them. They're not coming out.
Okay. Let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, I want to talk about, we've kind of talked about lost pets, but some people don't have chips in their animals,
right.
and their pets get away from them, and so what do they do about that? And you all are probably the first person they should call, but we'll talk about that when we get back. And then I also, and I forgot to bring that up, but as soon as we get back, I want to talk about after the car fire, during the car fire, what you had to do to mobilize,
sure.
and what people need to expect. You're not left out in the cold. You've got Haven Humane here on something huge like this. This portion of the show brought to you by a pet-friendly company. It's called River Commons Senior Living. Yeah, the premier retirement community in Northern California. Located near Turtle Bay and the Sundial Bridge, as well as close shopping in the Hilltop area in downtown Redding. Gourmet chefs, people that love being there. You don't have to worry about what you're having for dinner or cooking dinner or worrying about plumbing. You're there to live and enjoy yourself. It's not an assisted living facility. It's for seniors that have said, you know what, it's time to be able to settle down in a place and have my pets and not have to worry about everything else that goes along with living. I just want to be able to travel, and I want to be able to see different places, and I don't want to have to worry about the house anymore. Go to give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. And perhaps, under COVID, you may still be able to see, in fact, I'm sure, River Commons Senior Living with a personalized tour. Brian at 238-5981. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win.
win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our last segment, 8:50 in the morning, 7:28. That's right, the 28th of July, 2020. Whoa. Gosh, we've lost July. What can I say? We've lost July. Traffic alert, bridge fire near Packers Bay on Shasta Lake is up to 16 acres, with 10% contained this morning. I just saw something on Facebook, too, that says it was raining out at Lakeside. Did you see that? Lakehead? Maybe that was, I'll have to go back and take a look. Maybe that was yesterday. Anyway, we're on the phone with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And Mark, when the car fire hit, people just, of course, you know, racing out of their homes, grabbing their dogs, their cats. And there were so many people. You couldn't handle them down at Haven Humane. You were just overrun totally.
Yeah, we filled up really, really quick. We got a bunch of animals in Thursday night, but not as many. It wasn't until Friday morning when it really started hitting hard. We filled very quickly. We got a hold of Shasta Gateway, and they basically donated 6 office empty buildings to us, and we had over 600 animals there at Shasta Gateway down in Anderson, and then we had, you know, we were pretty full at Haven as well. So yeah, we had a lot, and then obviously our staff went on 24-hour operations at that point. Tons of volunteers. I mean, the community just really stepped up and helped out just everywhere, not just with the animals, but everywhere. And it was good to see the community come together like that. It was horrible that we had to come together over something so horrific, but it was good to see everybody come together for it. So, yeah, I don't ever want to do that again. I'm confident that we're a lot more prepared now than we were before. I know Haven is. We've got a bunch more crates and just supplies and stuff so that we are able to handle it a little bit easier than we did last time.
Okay. Now, if people have lost their pet and are not chipped, what should they do?
Yeah, so if you lose your pet, definitely call 241-2550, which is our receiving department. They're going to give you a lot of information on where to post and that kind of stuff. And then yeah, they'll give you all the information that you need at that point on how to do that, where to post, like 530Pets on Facebook. There's different spots we can put. At, Nextdoor app is great for posting lost and found animals as well. Mm-hmm. We are asking a lot of people when they call, we're asking people to please, if they find an animal, to hold it for a little bit, because it doesn't really need to come to the shelter. If we can avoid it coming to the shelter, that would be fantastic. And we found that during the closures that we were able to return animals fairly quickly to their homes and keep them out of the shelter. And we did most of that through Facebook, usually within a few hours. Sometimes it might be a day. But we were able to return a lot of animals through just networking on Facebook, which was great. So we're trying to continue that even after we get out of all the COVID requirements, because really it's better for the animals if they don't have to go to the shelter. That's a pretty scary place for the animals. We make it as, you know, kind and loving as we can, but it's still scary for them.
Yeah.
So it's been working out really well. So lost or found, contact us on Facebook. You can private message us with a picture, as much information as possible. We'll reply fairly quickly on the Facebook. You can also call 241-2550 and talk. In most cases, if you found an animal, in a lot of cases, somebody's looking for their animal and the vice versa. So, but yes, 241-2550 for lost pets, or message us on Facebook.
Okay. When we talk about, one of the big things is when you're doing fundraising, and Haven Humane relies on fundraising to be able to maintain this wonderful shelter, the one that you've got. How many dogs you got in there now?
I don't have an exact number, but we're probably at 60 to 70 dogs right now.
Okay. Is that number? That number's gone up a little bit then.
Yeah, it's actually down lower than it was this time last year, but a lot of that's because of COVID stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But to keep things going, you rely on your fundraisers.
Yeah, we do. We do rely on our fundraisers, and unfortunately we're going to have to cancel Bark, Wine, and Brew this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're losing that as well. So, you know, keep an eye on our Facebook. We're going to have some other things going on, some virtual stuff. You know, we have Giving Tuesday coming up in November, so we're really going to focus hard on that this year. But we also have stuff like the Roundup app, which you can look on our webpage, and there's some information on that. But the Roundup app is a pretty easy app. You can go to roundupapp.com, or you can look on your phone's app site, and you can get the Roundup app. And basically what it does is it's kind of like it just rounds up to the next dollar. So when you pay with your credit card, if it's 80, you know, if you're paying $1.80, it rounds it to $2, and that 20 cents goes to Haven as a donation. There's some really cool things about it. You can set how much you can put a maximum amount per month on it. So, you know, if you're only comfortable donating $5 a month, put $5, $10, $20, whatever. And it's an easy way to donate without it, you know, donating it all right up front.
Yeah, if you want to donate $10 a month, it'll round it up, and it hits 10.
Yep.
It stops. Or you can don't even have to put a number on it. And is this working for you?
It is, yeah. There's not as many people signed up for it as we would like, but there are definitely some, and we appreciate every single person that it does. You can always donate as well directly on our website and our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
For that. And, yes, donations are critical to our success and for us keeping going with you know, our life-saving efforts and taking care of these animals.
Okay, and last thing, we've just got about a minute or two for volunteers. It's they can go to your volunteer page on the website.
Yes, go to the Haven webpage. You can actually fill out an application there, and once you fill out the application, then Cassie, who is our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you and let you know about when the next orientation training is going to be. It's a lot of fun to volunteer. You get to interact with the staff and the animals. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people just absolutely adore coming out and getting to know these animals. And then when they see them adopted, it's a pretty special thing.
Yeah, and if you want to help in the hospital, you got openings there.
Yeah, absolutely. We have openings all over the place. Yeah, the hospital,
yeah.
And licensing.
Can your data entry be done from another location?
It cannot. No.
Okay, you got to be there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for being with us, and I'm sorry that the government is isolating you.
That's okay. They're fixing our road. But thanks for accommodating, allowing me to call in. I appreciate all your support and your partnership with us.
Well, you know what? We appreciate what you do for our community. We'd be up to our proverbial butts and dogs and cats if you weren't out there helping and spreading the word about, you know, how to find your dog and how to take care of your animals, all of this. Got any exotic animals out there at Haven?
Not at the moment that I know about, no.
You got any llamas?
No.
Okay. Alpacas?
No.
Goats?
No, we have amazing dogs and cats, though.
Okay, buddy, you take care.
All right, thanks. You too.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Shasta County Veteran Service Officer on. She has just been moving heaven and earth to help our veterans out here, and has just done a number of remarkable things. And one case that I'm going to talk about tomorrow, how she helped a veteran's wife, a veteran who had dementia, who had to go into an assisted care facility, and how she helped the wife receive money to help do that. And then after he passed away, a kind of a veteran survivor plan that I think a lot of people should be interested in if you've got a veteran in your family or if you're married to a veteran. But that's tomorrow. And everybody have a great day. Watch out for the smoke. Watch out for the heat. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey.